The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is the Good Day program. Well, Tuesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends. I have more than one friend, which is so cool. Victoria Keelan is here, along with Kara Schillen. And it's good to know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, as you become used to Victoria Keelan being on the program, I want you to know that one of the best and most attractive things about her, and one of the real reasons that she is here on the Good Day program, is because she has recently convinced her boyfriend to start composting with her. That's the thing that caught my eye, Victoria.
I'm having a lot of fun composting. I had no idea it could be so fun.
Okay, now you're in New York City, and I'm guessing you live in an apartment. Should I guess that? You do,
yes,
right,
that
down
is
on
correct.
72nd, and you're telling me in somewhere there?
87.
Okay, yes. So how are you composting, and what are you composting? This is an idea segment, ladies and gentlemen. So those of you who live in places where you just couldn't imagine composting, well, first of all, we have to understand what composting is. So I will, as the farmer, tell you what it is, unless you want to. You're a city farmer. I'm a country farmer.
I would like to hear the farmer-farmer definition of it first.
The best way I could put composting is a mix. I've been composting for years. I take various forms of manure, horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure. Sometimes if I get a pig manure, and I mix it together in this witch's brew of manure, and sometimes put leaves in it, and lawn, you can put lawn clippings, all kinds of anything organic, including your waste. I do not collect garbage. Used to on the farm when I was a kid, that's part of what the composting was, because in the food that is thrown away, either you haven't finished eating it or it's thrown away, we used to go around to the supermarkets in town and collect all the garbage and feed some of it to the pigs, and then some of it would go into the manure pile. Because the manure pile is a nice way of saying composting. It's sort of New Yorkish. It's sort of feminine. It's sort of gentle. But basically, composting is manure. And so we would throw all that stuff in. But whatever bacteria there are that are generated by the remains of the food, and it could be chicken, steak, it could be meat, it could be vegetables, it could be anything. And that stuff helps to make the composting juices stronger. And within 6 months, most of the stuff that's in the pile, if it's turned over and gets enough exposure, will become very good organic material. And the best thing about it, which most people don't understand, it isn't so much the material, it's the bacteria, the microbes that are created by what goes on in the process. And the microbes, when they get into the soil, help in and of themselves to make the soil better. What happens in convention? I bet you didn't think you were going to get this whole lesson.
No, I'm learning a lot.
All right, so what happens in the conventional system of big farms using ammonia or other nitrate, the nitrogen the soil needs for things to be green is great. It makes the corn green and grow faster, and it makes the beans and whatever you put into the soil. It can even be used on grass. Nitrogen is what makes things grow. We talk about nitric oxide all the time here as it relates to super beets. Well, it's basically the same stuff, and it makes things grow. But it doesn't help replenish the soil. So a lot of times when you look at the big agribusinesses, the soil is not replenished. The things that are put on at the beginning of the season, like right now, people are applying, if they can do it, not where I am because there's 6 inches of snow, but something where the ground is exposed, it spread these things, and you have tilled the soil, and you prepare it, and then you plant. And that's what gets the seeds started quickly. But this chemical stuff doesn't replenish what's in the soil. What composting and putting manure on the soil does is feed these microbes, feed the soil so that it replenishes the soil. It's not so much about the plant, but it's about the soil. And then by the very nature of what happens, it makes the soils being richer, fuller, and more healthy, makes whatever is being grown fuller and more healthy. So
Right, exactly.
You got now, all that?
I got all of it. I think it's fantastic. I'll tell you just quickly the reason I started composting. My brother and his girlfriend have a house in New Jersey, and they have what looks like some sort of World War II cranking apparatus. They say it's a big composter that they have in their backyard.
Yeah, it's probably a grinder or mixer, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. And so I've been exposed to it, and they have an organic garden with non-GMO seeds that took them forever to track down, which I'm sure you're aware of, too.
Yeah, much harder now. Yeah, it's much harder.
Really hard. Yeah. And so they've been composting, and so I've sort of been aware of it in a sense, but never thought New York City would be a place that you could do it. Mm-hmm. And so I started reading this article about, you'll know more about this as well, vegetables that don't make the cut to get into supermarkets, whether the fruit doesn't pass inspection or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
There's exactly.
There's a whole thing about it. As a matter of fact, there's a company that was on Shark Tank a couple of weeks ago that I think, I can't remember which one bought into it. I think it's what's his face on the far end, the far right, who this company and these guys working together are taking the ugly fruit and vegetables that we don't want to buy.
Right.
And they have made a business of selling them and also distributing some of them to the poor. It's quite an interesting idea.
It's
but
great.
Anyway, so, yeah. There's
but
no
most
difference
of
in
that...
what... we all have it. Whoever has a garden is going to have ugly potatoes, ugly tomatoes, ugly carrots. They're just not all beautiful.
Right. And I like to think that those are the ones that are less genetically modified. The pretty ones are, well, you know, organic fruit sometimes isn't as pretty as the other
that's
stuff.
True. Yes,
but,
because apples and pears and fruits in general, if you're not spraying them, then they're likely in the natural course of things to have worms and blemishes on them. And for
right.
whatever the reason, we're so silly here, we've been taught to only want something that's perfect. Oh, we've got to have that perfect apple.
It's true.
Most of them are not like, well, I grew up, we just go to the, out to the, we had a big pear and apple orchard, and it was in the piggery. So the pigs were laying at the roots of these. The fruits were terrifically, they were big, but they had all kinds of pock marks, and they had ants crawling all over them. They had wormholes in them. And what's the old joke? What's worse than seeing an ant in an apple? Seeing half of an ant. A worm in an apple.
Right. I've heard that. Yeah.
So
basically, I was reading this article about all this fruit and that gets dumped into landfills.
Mm-hmm.
And as stuff gets piled on top of it, oxygen cannot get to the fruit. So it essentially stays there mm-hmm. and rots very, very slowly and emits a lot of methane. And that's, as you know, methane is very bad for the ozone.
A lot of it is not
greenhouse gas.
Yes, right.
And so now they're saying that all this fruit.
You were very gingerly about that because you were about to say it's because of cows, but then you said, "Oh, he's a dairy farmer. I better not say."
Yeah,
that.
I don't want to insult the cows.
But it's not. Let me add something to that. So you, again, and other people who hear that story, the ruse with methane is that cows emit methane, as do humans. So if you want to eliminate methane gas, then you need to get rid of all the humans, get rid of anything that's a living organism. There is truth, 100% truth, to methane coming out of animals. All animals, pigs, horses, makes no difference. It comes out of every living being that has a digestive system. It
right.
creates methane gas. However, the circumstances of cows, the cow's poop, when it hits the ground, because of the microbes that I was just talking about being from the digestive system. Remember, cows have four stomachs, so they do a wonderful job of digesting. And the stuff that's normally you know how we talk about antibiotics and probiotics and what's good mm-hmm. for our gut? We should have Jack talk to us about this, Jack Stockwell, in a little bit, so we all are on the same page. But the stuff that's created because of the process that comes out, The methane is only one consequence. The manure, when it hits the ground, all the microbes that are in, if you look at a pile of manure on the ground in a pasture, you'll see all the grass around it is green. That's because the microbes have gotten into the soil from the manure and made the soil richer, therefore the grass is greener. All right, I keep interrupting you, but I want
to... No, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. And so I was just reading about how many vegetables are sitting and rotting, and because they're not getting any oxygen, entire pumpkins and carrots are intact, and it's creating, now they're saying it's creating so many greenhouse gas emissions that it's actually going to rival car emissions. And so that was really when I started reading more about that and the landfills, which I hate landfills anyway. Well, and being in New York City, we're kind of surrounded by them.
What's going to happen? History will show that building land fills was one of the worst ideas of modern man, because all we
Absolutely.
Have created, as you've just suggested, there have been people, some of the earlier, like in the 70s, 60s, I think we started doing landfills in the 60s, and some have bore, just for an experiment, college someplace, I can't remember where it is, they had a boring machine dig down into this really big facility where they had built a landfill, and they found a hot dog. They'd been there for 40 years. It was completely intact. I mean, completely like they stuck in the ground 40 years ago. That's for two reasons. For what you just said, and also because hot dogs are filled with preservatives, it would be like the same thing that would happen if you buried a McDonald's hamburger in a roll.
I mean,
took it up 40 years later, it looked the same.
Right. I fear that 1,000 years from now, we still find Egyptian artifacts, and no one's going to find anything but hot dogs and preserved hamburgers from our entire civilization.
Right. Our civilization will be all hot dogs.
Legacy.
It's all right, though. Listen, it's not going to affect us unless we are around in one of our next lives. 18 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. You just port your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Thank you. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Doesn't remember Soul Train. Well, maybe I should ask that question of both the ladies here. Kara, do you remember Soul Train?
I know what Soul Train is, but I never watched it.
You never watched
no.
it?
No.
Uh-huh. You that know what it is?
My
okay.
answer as well.
So, so both Victoria will dust off the moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from our rusty rack and wriggle records for the stuff. The Soul Train moniker, I always equated more with the sound of Philadelphia than with Motown. It really was a great, great show for people who love to watch people who knew how to dance, dance. It was a difference. Soul Train was different than Dick Clark's American Bandstand because most of the kids who were dancing on Bandstand really didn't know how to dance. There's something, and maybe because Soul Train is a black facility and black people are better, I don't mean, this is about as a people, you racist. Nah, I'm not a racist, but true. It's like most of black athletes are better than their comparable white athletes. They just are. And in terms of dancing, black people have more soul. I don't. That's really where Soul Train comes from. And that sounds like a silly statement to make in and of itself. And you guys can both chuckle if you want, but that really is true. There's more white people can't dance. I mean, they can jump, but they dance. Black people know, for whatever the reason, how to dance. So Soul Train is being acquired by Black Entertainment TV, one of the largest libraries of content in the world. There are 1,100 episodes of Soul Train.
Wow.
Can you believe that? 1,100. The thing was on the air for, I think, 24 years or something. What was the guy? Don Anthony, but it wasn't Don Anthony. Don, somebody call 888-302-3684. Who is the host of, you can probably look it up and Google it quicker than we can. Don Cornelius, that's it. Thank you very much. See, I told you. Out of the mouths of babes. So anyway, Don Cornelius was the owner, actually, of this. He passed away a few years ago, as I remember. And his family had the ownership, and so they've sold it to Black. I would have thought it would have been in their stable of television shows long before this. There are 40 TV specials and 1,100 episodes of Soul Train. So it's a real good reason to go. I think it's so much fun. It's so entertaining to watch those people dance. I envy them, frankly, because I can't dance for beans. I'm just terrible at dancing. I don't have any rhythm. I don't have a connection between my head and my feet. Maybe that's what it's about. All right. So that's the story. Soul Train are going to be ET, so it'll be revived. And I'm going to bet that they'll find a new host and they'll make it come back into real time as well. Yesterday, during her daytime television program, Ellen DeGeneres joked about finding things on the Internet.
Last night, I couldn't sleep, so I did what most people do when you can't sleep. I went on to Google videos of cats talking. There were a million results. Can you imagine? So, I mean, it took me so long to watch all 1 million. Then I was done with that, and I kept Googling different things. And here's what I discovered. There's some freaky stuff on the Internet out there. Do you know that? No matter what you Google, you get thousands of results.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Ooh-wee. Steve Harvey, another very entertaining chap, joking with an audience member about still being friends with your ex's mother.
I'm keeping a secret from my boyfriend. There's this woman in my life, and she's like a second mom to me. But the thing is that my boyfriend doesn't know that it's my ex's mom. Get a little bit complicated. She invited us for dinner, and I'm afraid my ex is going to be there. And I just don't know what to do, Steve. I really want to keep her as a friend.
You need to be on Jerry Springer or something.
I'm on with Dr. Phil. All right, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Kindness pays off. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. Three monks were once traveling when one of them said he was too tired to carry his load anymore. So he asked one of his companions to carry it. The most generous of the three readily agreed and happily took the bags from his friend. After a little more, the third monk pretended to be sick and asked the generous monk if he could carry his bags too, which he all too happily did. So two monks walked with nothing, one with all three of their bags. Finally, they reached a point in their travels where they had to take a boat, and the one who carried all their belongings was just exhausted and immediately put the bags down the boat and fell asleep. When he woke up, they were on the shore again, but as he looked up, his companions were dreadfully sick. During the trip, they hit a tremendous storm, waves that made everyone, even the captain, really sick. But for the one who carried all the luggage, well, he slept soundly through the whole thing. Kindness pays off. For inspiration to be your kindest self, visit drchristianconti.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you can save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Look back upon this part of your day as being the best part of your day. It's a good day program for Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Victoria and Kara, and Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments with more on methane gas. Woo-hoo! Got to have more on methane gas. Okay, so the circumstance with the Panama Papers and what they are all about. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks if you understand what the Panama Papers are all about. Do you understand what the Panama Papers are all about in the main, Victoria?
I think I do. I think you explained it really well yesterday.
All right. So the people who are doing the poll, I'm looking at the results of it at the moment. Do you understand the Panama Papers? Yes, it's an outrage, or one of the options, yes, but it really ought not to surprise anybody. That's the sort of stuff. The way this is being played by some, and I noticed some of the comments that we have, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, what people are saying about rich people earning their money working hard and they evade taxes. I mean, I'm going back and forth from some of the comments that are here that are really naive and uninformed or ill-informed, I guess. When people talk about where the money comes from and why it is a better idea for people who have money to get taxed more, and evading taxes. First of all, there was no American on that list. There were people from 44 different countries, not one American on the list, for whatever the reason. Maybe it's because they're doing a better job of hiding their money someplace else, or whatever it is. But, you know, the real outrage here is, well, there are two outrages from my perspective. One of them is that people still don't understand what money does. Money works. Whether you've got money and you use it, you spend money to hire people, to build things, whether you use your money to invest in companies that hire people to do things, that's the way the cycle works. And for those who are silly enough to look at this as, well, we got to take, like, Bernie Sanders. The one thing that keeps me from being really excited about him is that. Because what he's saying is just a shill. It's a way to naively suggest to people, yeah, we got to get those people so we have more and they don't have as much. Like, hello, did you earn it? And people say, well, some people earn it. I know people who have money and they worked in the country. I know people who started companies. And maybe I'm an example of it. I started this little radio business. I've been on the air for 50 some odd years, but I started this particular company that I'm directing in a sense now, when I started doing this program in the fall of 1988. And it's grown. It's done better in some years than others, but it still survives. And has it thrown off money for me to be able to live life differently than I might have had I not done this? I don't know, because I didn't do anything else. I was always pretty good in the real estate business, and I might have made a lot of money doing that. I haven't made a lot of money doing this in terms of, I'm not Rockefeller. I've made enough. I've had good years and bad years. Now things are turning around a little bit. But since the 2008 downturn, I've had a horrible, horrible time because I'm the only independent broadcaster, only independent owner of a radio program in the country. Everybody else is tied to some other entity, a church, big business or whatever, and I'm not. And so this ruffles my feathers, because the insolence here is that you have ill-gotten gains. Now, are some people that are involved in the Panama Papers, do they have ill-gotten gains? Well, I would want to know why they felt it necessary to hide if they're cheating, like what appears to be the case with a fellow who's the prime minister of Iceland. Why do you have to hide what you got? I mean, there are legitimate ways, and I'm not even sure this isn't legitimate, except that everybody seems to be running away from the information. That was very interesting yesterday, Victoria, that China moved to limit local access to coverage of this story. The state media in China denounced Western reporting on the leak, said it was biased against non-Western countries. Well, France, Australia, New Zealand, Austria, Sweden, Netherlands are among the nations that have started investigations because they have people that are involved. And so looking into the matter of this law firm, Mossack Fonseca, I think is how it's pronounced, they have offices in most of all of these countries around the world. Their biggest office, I think, is Hong Kong. And they are not indirectly, but directly, the banking is directly connected, a straight line to Vladimir Putin. So, hello, what I find most curious about this, of all of the things, is that the president of Ukraine, who is supposedly, according to what everybody in the world thinks, an arch enemy of the Russians and Putin, they've got a banking deal together. And that's what came out in these emails. So, hello, do you not think that this, the real story here is that all these guys in these positions are in a club. And they start the wars because that's really where all the money is here, in the military-industrial complex. Look at what happened in Syria. And Al-Assad is one of the people who's been burying his money. So his relationship with Putin and the Ukrainian, look at the two places that the Russians have attacked to stir up the pot and blow up more places and use more planes and guns and ammo and all that stuff. The two places that they have been and had a hot war are Ukraine and Syria. And look at the connection between Al-Assad and Putin and the guy who runs the Ukraine and Putin. And you see what the real story is. That's the real story. So,
I mean, on the poll on DougSteffen.com and on Facebook, I would probably have to check the box of I'm not surprised, unfortunately. You know, it's war profiteering and putting up your own citizens for slaughter.
Right, you become cannon fodder. All these people who say, I'm so proud of my son because he put on a uniform, tell that to the mothers and fathers of people in Vietnam or the people in Afghanistan or the people in Iraq. I mean, that whole mess in Iraq right now basically points back to us. All the people who died there wasted their lives. And we didn't fight for freedom in Vietnam. We were fighting against an enemy that wasn't really our enemy until we stuck our nose into it. The same thing is true in Afghanistan. The same thing is true in Iraq. We didn't. Those people weren't our enemies. Going into Iraq was the only person who was our enemy was Osama bin Laden and the Taliban to a point in Afghanistan. And we went over there and then we just sat on it like a chicken trying to cook an egg. We didn't do anything. And so we our men and women become cannon fodder, and we're proud of them, as we ought to be, because they're thinking they're doing the right thing. But in fact, what they're doing is feeding these bastards and their bank accounts. That's what they're doing. That's all it is. That's the bottom line of all of this is we are feeding the bank accounts of all of these people who create wars and who fall into the Carlyle Group is an American group that has been way too connected to many of these things for my comfort level. As much as
very
I like
true.
George,
yep.
George Bush Sr., I like him a lot. He and Carlucci cooked up the Carlyle Group. And it has not been a group. It has not been an organization that was, in my mind, good for America at all, frankly. But again, you go into that league, and all these people are friends. You know, you hear the whispers about the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, and all these people that supposedly behind the scenes pull all the strings and run everything. They all are militarists. And, you know, you wonder when you have, like, guys, Mr. Hope and Chains goes into office in the 2009, after the election of 2008, I promised to do this, I promised to do that. He doesn't do anything. And is it because once he gets there, he realizes that he's not really in charge, or the person who's president really isn't in charge, but it's these guys behind the scenes that are pulling all the strings and creating this mayhem? It seems to me that that's a reasonable thing to think about. Okay, so I've given you that much to think on, and I'm sure we'll have some response to that. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us. In a moment, we'll talk about your gas here on Good Day.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS.
663 million people around the world lack access to clean drinking water. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school or work. Access to clean, safe water transforms lives. This year, Emergency and Charity Water have teamed up to transform communities affected by the global water crisis. With help from Fuller House actress Lori Loughlin, the organizations will work to bring clean water to communities in Ethiopia.
As a mother, the facts about the global water crisis are startling. I'm working with Emergency and Charity Water to ask you to help lift the burden with the 40 pounds challenge. 40 pounds represents the weight of a water-filled jerry can that women and children carry every day to bring water to their families. To participate, upload a picture of yourself to Instagram or Twitter holding anything up to 40 pounds with the hashtag 40 pounds and tag at Emergency. For every picture, a donation of $5 will go to funding clean water sources in Ethiopia.
Visit emergencytransforms.com for official challenge rules.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
45 past the hour here on the Good Day program. Welcome in with Victoria and Kara, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is responsible, along with his wife Mary, for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can sign up for their not only the podcast, but find out more about some of the great products that they have, the enzymes especially. I recommend 100%. Find out how to get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Latest podcast is how you can tell if cancer has started. Don't we all have cancers? We have free radicals, all of us, in our systems, do we not?
Well, lots of different causes for cancer. That's true. The experts tell us that if you live to 70 years or older, you've probably had cancer 4, 5, maybe 6 times and never knew it because your body took care of it.
Immune system healthy? No problem.
Yes, exactly. And if it isn't, and there's some sluggishness or cancer starts to get away with you, that's what this podcast is about, how you can tell that something may be going on when there's still time to do something about it.
Yep. And there is... but it does. It really has to do with enzymes and the things that are in your system, the gut. So let's go back, if we can, for those who were enthralled in the conversation that Victoria and I were having a few minutes ago regarding methane gas and its use, how humans and animals all produce methane. How does the digestive system work, and why is some methane gas better than others? Why is what's going on in my system, in your system, Victoria's system, better than what may be going on in other people's systems?
Well, it's the result of the breakdown of certain kinds of proteins because of the bacteria that's in the gut. And if you have an overgrowth of the good bacteria, which is what we all want, you know, then there's a balance with nature that is taking place at that point. Remember, we're only about 4 or 5 generations away from our ethnic-driven background diets for thousands of years. And ever since the introduction of processed foods at the beginning of the last century, things have changed to where we are producing larger amounts of the wrong kind of bacteria in our guts, and so we're having, you know, the...
That's why people have cancer, the same thing we were just talking about. You get cancer because you don't have the things in your system that are being produced to ward off, right?
It wasn't even in the top 10 killers 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And heart disease, the first real published research report on heart disease was around 1910, 1911, something like that.
What did people die of? Why do people only live to be in their 50s, for example, 150s and 60s, maybe 100 or 150 years ago?
That's the average, and that was the average age. There were plenty of people who were living well past 80s, well past 90s.
Yeah.
The problem was, because of the poor water law, we didn't have any public health laws that made sure we had clean water and clean food. And what those numbers, when they say we didn't live past 30 or 40, it's because they're averaging in the high level of infant mortality that existed 100 years ago with the people who lived long. There are plenty of people. You know, we all have those relatives that were the 90s, well over 100. I had my grandmother, my great-grandmother, lived to be, I was 103, 104, something like that, when she finally died.
Yeah.
And, but remember, these aren't real, actual numbers. These are averaged numbers that certain people want to use for political reasons.
So, did people die of dementia? Was there any such thing as Alzheimer's or dementia before we started living older? Is it a consequence of what we eat? Yeah, it's always a consequence of what
absolutely.
We eat.
Absolutely. It's a toxic buildup that takes place in our systems. Mm-hmm. It's a toxic buildup that the body will store toxins wherever it possibly can. It may be in your joints, so now we have an explosion of arthritis. It may be in the gut, so we have an explosion of gut cancer. It may be in the brain, so now we're having an explosion of autism at a younger age, as well as dementia at an older age. It definitely diet related.
You have a story, an enzyme story, about an older fellow who was suffering from pancreatitis and dementia, and he started using your enzymes. And
I'm floored by this.
This situation has changed a lot. So this is more about what's in your gut and how it does the rest of your body.
His family's absolutely shocked after 2 weeks. I think I was as much shocked as the family. After 2 weeks on his enzymes, his dementia is clearing up. Mm-hmm. His pre-pancreatitis or pre-pancreatic cancer symptoms are disappearing.
All right. So the idea here is for you to understand the consistency of what's in your gut. And the reason I connected it to the methane is because if you've got a good, healthy gut, you're producing a lot of methane, the same as the cows and horses and everybody else. And check out the latest podcast on cancer at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
After the hour now of the Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I have Tech Tuesday in front of us. There are Tech Days, and then there are Tech Tuesdays. Like that. Go to the mat for technology. All right, a number of things going on, including a website that tells you if your significant other is cheating on you. We'll find out about that and how it works, plus Toyota teaming up with Microsoft. That information coming right up here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Toyota announced an enhanced relationship with Microsoft yesterday. It's going to deliver a connected car to drivers in ways they probably could not have imagined. For example, artificial intelligence features that could be added to cars that would allow them to know where the car is going and offer services drivers might want along the way. Going to the basketball game, going to the baseball game, the car would detect the route a driver normally takes and recommend restaurants for a pregame lunch, for example, or pregame dinner. And then you could ask the infotainment system in their car for restaurant recommendations in general. And if the car has to turn around, the car will automatically turn around once you suggest a restaurant to it or decide which one you prefer. And this is based on the kinds of food the driver usually eats. How in the name of God is the car going to know that? This is really
especially odd. If it's running Microsoft, you probably end up in the Denny's. I have the Ford Sync system in both of my cars, and while it is very cool, it's not as fluid. It's a little glitchy, and it's a Microsoft-based system,
so
it's made a little improvement.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Linux,
so,
when it comes to that.
Here, Victoria, explain about this website. We have the story at DougStephan.com, which is front and center about the website that tells if your significant other is cheating on you.
Well, this is certainly trending on Twitter right now, and this is going to be a big deal. It's a website called Swipe Buster, and it rolled out last week. It charges... Yeah, it charges... And it's very, very easy and inexpensive to find out if your significant other is cheating on you with online dating sites behind your back. For $4.99, you get three searches. So all you do is you type in the person's first name, their age, and their gender, and then indicate whether he or she is likely using Tinder.
Is it just Tinder or is it any site?
It's all of them, but Tinder's the worst one.
How so?
Grindr maybe a little bit.
I don't even know what's Grindr. I've heard Jennifer talking about
Grindr. Is Tinder with a G and an R.
But what happens?
No, Grindr is the gay Tinder.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's gay. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, that would be.
So that might not be a good surprise.
Yeah.
Vanity Fair says Swipe Buster taps into publicly available information about its users. How is it publicly available? I don't get that. If you're on, or is this just the age of
because your username is on the site? I mean, it's like Facebook. Is Doug Stephan on Facebook? Yes, here he is.
Uh-huh. Right. And other, it can track other things that you've done.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a little scary.
That. Well, but you have, again, there's no privacy anymore. So what this would do, I would think, is discourage people from using, discourage people from using this, but...
Do you really expect privacy if you're cheating on your spouse on a dating site?
You shouldn't. Yeah, hello, duh.
How much privacy do you expect?
Yeah. There's always that, the women who fall for it, and men, too, fall for women who are married, men who are working in the crowd who are married, scum that they are. Okay, well, anyway, there's a point of view. Look out. Look out above! 59 FBI.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.